You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Sherrod. Let's talk about Harry's for a minute.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about Harry's. Yeah. Did you receive your... Yeah, well, you got yours.
I've been talking about my Harry's, Kate. It's a solid razor. It's cheaper than buying these stupid razors at the store, okay? Shaving's too expensive.
It's much cheaper. First of all, look at my head right now. I just shaved with Harry's yesterday. Shave my head. I shave my head with
Sean's
it.
Sean's doing
house.
Scalp hair with this razor.
That's right.
That's how good of a razor it is. It's not just face shaving. Do you understand?
That's right. And how much it costs? Like $15.
I don't even want to tell you all the parts you can shave with this razor.
But
But Harry's asked me not to. Buy the razor.
Buy the razor. It's $15, but you get it $5 off if you use the what? The code? Our code. Is it Race Wars?
What's the code currently? Race Wars is the code.
Thank you. That's what I said.
Okay. So type in the code Race Wars.
And you get $5 off. It's $15, but you get $5 off. And what does that include? Great question. That includes 3 blades, and you get Harry's shaving cream or the foaming shave, and you get the razor. So it's the razor, 3 blades, the shave cream, or the shave gel.
It's a month's worth of shaving for $10 is the best way to put it.
I think I got more than a month out of mine because I've been rocking it for a while.
Yeah, you know, I did get more than a month. I actually did. Also, shipping's always free, so that's not even a factor. Just get the $10.
It's free shipping. You get the 3 blades. You get the razor. You get the shaving cream or the gel. I'm telling you, it's the best shave. I'm not bullshitting you. It's the best shave.
You know what it is, man? Here's the thing. I just like a nice single razor like they make.
Right.
And because I got to clean the damn thing. So it's just easy to get the hair out of it, you know?
It's right to the point.
I don't need all this I don't even get that where it's like you shaved your face with a fucking jet plane or whatever. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Give me a goddamn razor with like a regular name like Harry.
Yes, and I don't need my razor to look like the Batmobile.
I need the Edge Supreme and the fucking...
Just get to it.
It's like a pool ball is hitting your face made of water. You just got a fucking stupid commercial?
It's dumb. Harry's is the way to go. Even my girl tried to steal my Harry's razor. She tried to take it and use it on her legs. I'm like, I would give anything
to sniff that razor.
I'll sell it to you. And you'll get $5 off by using the passcode RACEWARS.
All right, so...
So there you go. Harry's razors, the best in the business.
Yeah, we've been using it. They gave us our free ones, and I've been liking it, so...
These blades from the German factory, I don't know what they're doing over there, but they're doing it right. God damn it, they're doing it right.
I imagine something with lasers. Okay.
Don't forget, it's $15 for the razor, the 3 blades, and a Harry's shave cream or shave gel, but you get $5 off. Use the passcode Race Wars. Already got fan mail from on Twitter saying they got it. They sent me a picture of it.
Yeah, me too.
Send me a picture. Send us pictures of your Harry's shave kit. So we can all shave together. I know it sounds a little prisony. It sounds a little prisony. But trust me, it's the right thing to do.
All right, Harrys.com, guys. Bye. Rich Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
You can say the word only in the confines of this podcast.
We just had
the right to say nigger.
We told you have to say nigger on this show.
With Kurt Metzger and
Race Wars, we're back, baby. Yeah. Here we go. Another motherfucking podcast.
What is it, like a year and a half, dude? I've never known when we started.
How long
recording? At one episode of this show.
It feels like forever. If that means anything to you.
I just mean, like, I don't know how the clock works, though. But,
At 1 minute we start, so we started.
But Sherrod knows.
There's so much going on.
Yeah, first of all, it's filled with vapor in this studio right now.
It is vaped up. Who was here before us? The Fat Girl Show? What's the name of the show?
What's the name of the show? Is there a Fat Girl Show?
No,
that I wasn't told about. Hey, want this? Yeah. All right. So what? By the way, what did you you text me about the shit you wanted to talk about today?
I did. Because
before we get to the guests, I want to know what were your two topics again?
What did I tell you?
Caitlyn Jenner and something else.
Oh, well, first of all, Caitlyn Jenner. Something just went out in my sound.
I hear you.
Okay, there we go. Caitlyn Jenner. Big up to Caitlyn Jenner. All the haters on social media hating because she wants to live her life. Let her live.
Yeah, well, he put his wiener time in, right?
He put his wiener time. 65 years for any man carrying a dick around. That's too long. That's a long time to carry a penis.
All old men look like old women at that age, you know?
Mix it up.
Bob Dylan looks like an old fucking Jewish lady. Why is his name not, what's a Jewish name? Rachel now. I don't know. And then the other thing, what did you want to talk about with CK? You just said we're talking about
CK. Yeah, what's going on with CK? Because now you got to explain the whole story. Because I don't really understand the story. I stay as far as out of white beef as I can.
Are you talking about what? The Gawker story?
With the girl. Yeah, with the girl who said that.
Okay, so the story is not even
a thing.
I
saw Karen's reaction.
Somebody, I can't sneeze.
Oh. Okay.
Jen Kirkman, who you know is a comic.
Jen Kirkland, okay.
Kirkman.
Kirkman, yeah. All right. Jesus Christ.
So she fucking, it's nothing that she actually said. It's a gawker. Some guy was listening to her podcast and then said, did Jen Kirkman just out Louis C.K. for something, you know, being a Uncle Hansy or something?
Well, like he was fondling her?
Well, she didn't say. She just said, but I don't even know if she was trying to expose anything.
She what did she say?
Like a comedian she was considering going on tour with, but right. it made it too weird.
Okay.
He made it too weird. She goes, he's like the new French New Wave cinema. He's like as beloved as Bill Cosby now.
Oh, that could have been me. She's talking about me?
Yeah. She might have just been telling it like how we tell a story on here, and I go back to John, like, dude, take that, beep that one name.
right.
So I don't know that she was trying to expose shit.
So like, she was just saying something.
But this guy from Gawker. But
if she's saying I was going
to go
tour on.
Yeah, now, if you go.
That makes it a big name.
Do you guys read Gawker, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
You read Gawker?
I do not.
I saw that story.
Okay, that guy that wrote the story. It's hysterical. It's like the guy's like, you have any information that Louis C.K. is a rapist? Please send it to me.
Oh, like, he was like trying to on a hunt for a rape story?
Yeah, and then I look at his other stories, and it's like Fred Armisen fucks too much is one of his stories.
Oh, what a hater.
And then the comments below it are crazy. They're like, I loved his glasses, and I thought he'd be nicer.
What? Why? He can't be nice and fuck? Jesus Christ. What?
But so then I'm reading the bottom.
I'm a sweetheart.
But no, people comment. They're like, dude, what do you fucking give a shit? It sounds like the story is he just does what a bunch of people do. And right. the guy's like, this is a gossip thing. It's not a new... But then I'm like, this guy's straight. He's not a gay. Like,
sure,
Carrie's delisted, okay. And I'll read over his shoulder. And that guy's a funny guy.
Right.
Because he does it the funny gay way, where right. he's like, he calls everybody a queen.
That's hilarious.
You know what I mean? This guy wrote it like a hand-wringing moral judgment on Fred Armisen's fucking hipster dick. And I mean, that's the irritating part about it. That's why I know he's straight, because there's like no joy in this gossip. It was right. like, isn't that a shit? Then if you look at the fucking guy... I told you, dude, if just look at the picture of the guy that wrote the article, you're not wrong to want to beat him to death.
What do he look like? What is he?
I'm going to show you.
Does he wear glasses? Was that why he was mad at Fred for giving guys with glasses bad names?
No, it's like, you ever hear the phrase?
Fucking girls that's hot and famous?
He banged some Brooklyn hipster bitch that deserves it. Whatever he did, they deserve it. Whatever. If you fell in love with someone's fucking glasses... See, I'm of the school of you picked him, bitch.
What,
so guess
so
what?
She had sex with him and got mad? Is that the story? It's like yeah. Some girl got mad that he had sex with her and didn't call her back or something?
Yeah, there you go. That's the story.
Well, then get ready for a shitload of stories coming.
So that involving children, you
I'm going to have a Langston Hughes amount of stories coming up.
All right, well, I mean, I don't think the story is really anything, you know? And it's also, nothing. If so Louis C.K. did molest you, fucking say he molested you. You told me that, right? Now's the time to come out and say... When a man with power.
This is the day of the.
But did she say he molested her, or did he just make her feel uncomfortable sexually?
She didn't say. So this guy's looking for it in his article. He's like, is she trying to say he held the door shut and jerked off in front of him? You know, like, he's looking for it.
I mean, he is a comedian. We all. My first date consists of me walking around naked in my apartment while you sit there and watch me masturbate and read from a book.
Wait, what book?
Yeah, that's a
usually
good question.
Judy
that's
Bloom.
An excellent
usually,
question.
Usually
Judy
Bloom, yes. Bloom okay. Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing.
Or I did that at Buddy
Your
Bolton's house,
me,
dude.
Margaret.
Super
remember Buddy Bolton?
Yes.
We went home with some girl from the cellar.
Right.
Okay, Buddy fell asleep. I'm right. sitting there on the internet with her. And then she starts showing me naked pictures taken of her from like 10 years ago.
In other words, get to this pussy, I mean, you fucking that. Loser.
What yeah, but then she looked way Trenches hotter the in the bus, pictures. Right. Like on the, I'm like.
Of course, she glamour shot.
I'm like, I'm just going to jerk off these pictures like
shots.
Right now. She's like, oh, all right, cool. So I just jerked off onto her. And then she was, what are you doing? I was like, I was going to come on you. She goes, oh, no, just don't get on my clothes. I was like, all right, cool.
Very and then reasonable.
What?
We had a conversation the whole time about like. So like, yeah, it's my birthday's next. We're just sitting there talking while I was beating off.
You should have married that girl, Kurt.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
See, that's the one that got away.
That sounds cool. You know, like.
Let's introduce our guest.
Oh, yeah, Brooke. Brooke, what's your last name again? I don't remember.
It is Arnold.
So, Brooke Arnold.
Brooke Arnold.
Yes. Yes. This is where I found Brooke. I was reading Salon.
That's a white name, Brooke. God damn yeah. it.
Well, wait, hold on. You don't even know the half of it. I was reading in Salon, my favorite website.
Right?
Brooke wrote this article about she was a quiverful. Right?
I was, yes.
Now, whoa. A quiverful?
I was.
Yes. Is that a sex thing? What
no,
is that?
No, it's the dozers.
It is a sex thing.
That means like you're into stuff. Huh? I know it.
It's what based on God's commandment that women are to have gigantic pussies. It's you know, the Duggar family, the 19 and counting people.
So to have the so they quiver.
What isn't that from a scripture or something? That keep your quiver full of children.
Quiverful.
It's like blessed is the man. Children are a blessing from the Lord. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them.
And did this person like who wrote this ever meet children? Because
So your quiver is your quiver's not your balls.
No,
that's how I looked at it.
And then you shoot the arrows.
Like,
no, it's where you store the arrows.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I thought would be my balls. Would
Okay.
And I'd shoot those arrows of God's will into you.
Yes. Four in the back, bitch. Yeah.
So how like far Robin into Hood. It were you like ever married in the within that?
I'll shoot an apple.
So wait. So you grew up in that religion?
I did.
And your parents, they still quarrelful?
No, not anymore.
But they have a bunch of kids.
No.
So that's why they threw him out. It's like, two kids? Get the fuck out of here.
They were like, we're done with you. No, they had this...
you ain't exactly Hawkeye.
We only had two because we kind of joined later. And so I was like 10. And so it would have been kind of...
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You came in as a mid... See, I was born into my cuckoo religion.
Okay.
Which was Jehovah's.
Well, we started when I was six.
Right.
And then my parents, like, we started homeschooling, and then homeschool led us to that. And so it was kind of like this
homeschool
progress.
What is homeschool? That's when your brother
took where was this? What state are we talking?
Yeah.
Texas.
In Texas. Okay. Now, where in Texas? Waco-y?
About an hour and between Waco and Houston.
I knew Waco was involved somehow.
Yeah,
I knew
it
by the talk. I knew it was a Branch Davidian, but
what happened? Like, what brought your parents into that religion?
Did I don't even know. Yeah, because I was like six, so you know, it was like
somebody knock on the door.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it was like totally like I went to public school. I had friends. It was like totally. I watched cartoons. Like totally normal.
And then you couldn't.
And then like my parents one day were like, "Those things are evil." Like we took all
Tom and Jerry.
No,
a bunch of Jew sinners.
No, Tom and Jerry. Like we took all my stuff and like out to the dumpster in front down the street.
Yeah.
And, like,
now
threw all of my like toys away.
I had to
know?
Do that with my He-Man dolls because they were Nephilims. Now what? They were the bastard sons of fallen angels.
By the power of Nephilim.
Yeah. Now what? Because our big one, it was like the Smurfs were the big fucking demon toy.
Oh, yes.
Cabbage Patch Kids were our big demon toy.
Oh, why that?
Now, why Cabbage Patch?
Because the guy that's the head of the organization believes that the creator of the Cabbage Patch Kids is a warlock.
Oh,
who
boy.
Who uses Cabbage Patch Kids as like vessels for demons.
Yeah, so he puts I watched Penny Dreadful. I know how it works.
Okay. Does it have a special significance because they're kids? They're like perverted kids of the quiver or something?
Maybe. I don't know.
This might be because I've been smoking, but that sounds a lot like what I hear some of my like vegan liberal friends say about like preservatives and advertising and cartoons.
Yes,
you know, like,
yes, Caitlin, your
evil.
Friends are awful. We know that.
Yeah, we knew your friends were terrible, Caitlin.
Terrible people. Awful people.
I mean, it didn't take a lot of guesswork to put it that way.
All right.
So they thought Cabbage Patch dolls were evil.
Right.
And you couldn't have that on. You couldn't have toys anyway, but if you had a Cabbage Patch, then what happened?
Whoa,
if they found one?
Wait.
Like the demon would come out of the Cabbage Patch and get into you while you were sleeping. Like this was like an actual like conspiracy to like possess children with
no,
demons.
Yeah, demons can come in through objects. Oh, an adult said that to me. I told you I got caught with a Dungeons and Dragons monster compendium when I was like 13.
That was 2 weeks ago. Okay.
That is bad.
And I could have brought demons. You know how demons live in.
And you got in trouble for that?
Yeah, I got in.
Your mother found it?
Yeah, my mom beat the shit out of me for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I brought a demon in the house.
Jesus.
You
Christmas.
Believe that's
no Christmas?
Serious shit. I mean,
we had Christmas.
But y'all got toys.
Christmas is Jesus' birthday.
I know, but
still, oh, you didn't think it was a pagan Roman holiday? That's what
I mean.
Said.
We definitely heard that, but we celebrated like the Christian. Jesus is the reason for the season.
You had a tree. You had a tree.
Yes, we did have a
now,
tree.
Now hold on, just okay. Now this is
what
I want to
the connection between the tree and Jesus. I don't know.
That's a penis you put in your house. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah,
and it's kind
of because
Kate. I got in a fight when I had Hatem, the fucking Muslim apologist friend of ours.
A friend of the show, by the way.
Because you would understand this from being in a fucking thing.
Yeah.
The two of them turned against me, especially Caitlin, which was like hysterical. But you've been in this shit, okay?
Okay.
She peed.
I was trying to explain to them that moderates, you know how they just gasped when you said a demon could be brought in the house? That's what is in the fucking book. And if you don't believe that, you're not a real Christian.
I believe.
If you are moderate, tell me if I'm wrong, you're the perversion, not us, the wacko. whack jobs. We're doing what it says.
I know, and that's why that's why you're a whack job, because you're doing what it says.
Do you know what I'm talking about? When I
know
that.
Exactly what you're talking about. Because
you're not
about.
Using your brain and saying, no, this is stupid
like,
to me.
Like people in my church, like you know, like how people like you would say that the majority of people in the United States are Christians, right?
Yeah,
or like practice Christianity.
Yeah, well, they're not. You know, they're not.
Yeah, exactly. No. So, like, my church would argue the opposite that they are all like that. No one except for
I believe this,
hostile majority.
It's a hostile liberal majority, right?
But here's the thing: the closer you get to our origin, the closer you get to the origin of any religion, everybody's doing it wrong now. Everybody's doing it wrong. So it's no real anything's. The closer you get to the way it came from, everybody they like. Well, I don't know what the fuck you doing. Because we ain't write it up like that. Mm-hmm. So everybody's wrong. Everybody, the real Jews, the Jews ain't the Jews.
But
that
in itself always gets perverted also. Like, insular communities like that also twist a little bit. Like, you can't keep the original way.
Exactly.
Especially if the dude, you told me about.
Fucking phonies. Everybody's phonies.
Wait, shut up. Everyone shut up until I finish my sentence. Got a fucking four-man podcast here.
I warned you against it.
I just want to know what the fuck I walked into.
Oh, bro.
Fucking long-term problem.
Worst family.
The name of the show is Race Wars, bro. Yeah. It's not Hubs.
Although we were going to talk about black people.
So you had a guy that was the head. See, this is because the head of the group, you said.
Bill Gothard.
That's what the fucking thing is. There's a guy who's like in charge.
Right.
And he starts putting, he has his little fucking thoughts like I would have on Facebook. Decide, well, that's everyone.
That's part of religion.
That's officially. So I told you I had, I didn't tell you this, but a guy studied the Bible with me. He tried to tell me one day in Bible study that just fucking doggy style is wrong. Because there was a thing about women in the temple like working the something of the dog or something.
Oh.
Which I thought meant fucking dogs.
Wait, this is in Jehovah?
This is in the Bible. So he interpreted that to mean doggy style is.
Yeah.
Which I, even as a believer, I was like, really? So this way we're cool. Whoa, now we're bad. You flip your hand over, suddenly it's bad.
Can I ask you something?
Please.
What weird sex stuff was there?
And talk slow. Like, and speak slow if you could.
Slow. Okay.
Is that the burning question?
Just for
people,
you, Karen.
Yeah.
You also.
Well, yes, absolutely.
For me, the weird sex thing was that nobody ever talked to me about it. So I just.
Welcome to America.
Right.
Oh, they didn't even have, I'll say this for the Jehovah's. They believe you have to talk to your children about it in a frank and disgusting manner. So that no one can.
My hippie mom believe that too.
Ours is kind of gender separated, so they believe the guys needed to be like sat down as soon as they turned 11 and be told like masturbation is a sin. But like,
so
nobody,
no masturbation either.
I had that too. I was supposed to be the first man in history not to masturbate.
Exactly. And that's so, what like, they want. Yeah. But like nobody.
You fell terribly. If that's any consolation to you.
Not only did I fall, I would make deals with God. I didn't tell a joke about it, but I made deals with God. But then, did you ever take it this far, Brooke? Did you then laugh at God after you did it again? Like, you fell for that, God?
No, no one ever. They did that to the boys. No one ever told me, like, what masturbation was.
They just
like,
assumed you were a hole walking around with no.
no sex drive.
What's this thing down
no
here?
No sex drive, right.
So you had to figure it out with a stuffed animal and a closed door.
That's exactly what happened, actually. That is exactly.
I'm not guessing over here.
That is exactly what happened.
I grew with all sisters. I know.
That's why I rolled over onto my teddy bear in just the right way, and I was like, wait, what is this?
That's why it's so insane to get an adult woman a teddy bear now. Because, like, I grow up and have sex. I don't need a teddy. Did you think I was just enjoying a teddy bear for itself?
I still, need furniture.
So did anybody explain like period stuff? Like, did you just think you were dying?
How much like Carrie was it?
No, it wasn't quite Carrie. Like, I did know what like a period was, but like I didn't really know like mechanics of sex. Like, I didn't know what an erection was. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know what like ejaculate was. I didn't know what.
You thought your science teacher was just happy to see you?
I didn't have a science teacher.
I'm talking about your uncle, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We don't get to have science there teachers.
I was home-colleged and homeschooled.
Home college.
No, I didn't get home. See, a lot of Jehovah kids did start.
Yeah.
Some of them wanted to be homeschooled.
It got really big in like the 80s, 90s, like, religious circles.
Well, a lot of people, I remember thinking that was stupid because I was like, how are you going to learn how to like survive if you don't have any fucking exposure? Like, what's your dumb faith even worth if you can't even just walk in the normal world two steps without? I mean, that's the biggest clue. It's not true. Is how bad you got to be away from shit.
Yeah,
that's your number one clue. So the degree right. that's had the degree
they
can of
how Schmidt you or you're gonna know.
Yeah,
that.
Right. Exactly. You had to just turn the crank of destiny or the crank of mystery wheel.
Exactly. I just get like. My brain got kicked into a bunker for like 10 years.
No, me too. I had like yeah. stupid lessons. For yeah.
Were your sibling younger or older than you?
I have one older brother.
And how did he cope with all this?
Mm-hmm. I think he doesn't really talk about it. Like
they touched him. Somebody touched
he's
him.
Out. Is he not in?
He's got not touched. In. No, he's not in.
Who's the first
what
to go?
What happened
of your family?
To him?
Me.
I was the first to go in my family.
How old were you?
It was around 17, 18-ish. I don't know. It's so hard. Like, I didn't go to school. So, like, when people ask me how old were you when something happened, I'm like, how can I know? There's
555
like,
months.
There's nothing to, like, differentiate, like, time. You know, it's just like, you're 13 is no different it's than when bunker. You're 14. You're just wow. chilling at the house, you know? It's like,
yeah.
you're chilling so, at the house for a long time. You're like,
and you can't watch TV, and you can't. Mm-mm.
So what wow. made you go? And where did you go? You're so young.
Oh, I don't know. I just kind of wanted a lot freaking more for right. my life. Like,
me too,
I
man.
Wanted to like have friends and to travel and to have a career
Black
and get
penis.
An, get Sorry. A yeah, exactly. Sorry. That's Sorry. What I didn't my know bad. What it my was, bad. But I was like, if there is such a thing.
Oh, and there is. Oh, they exist. One's pointing at you right thing. Now, actually. One's pointing right at you.
If there is such a thing, the black one is the one I would want.
Thank you. Yes. There you go.
It's extra demonic.
Quibble full of that, you sons of bitches.
And where'd you go?
I had a job. I had a job, like working for a man in our church mm-hmm. for a while, and so I had some money, and so like I subleased an apartment,
like near your parents.
No, like out, you know, by myself
into rural Texas.
Or? Yeah, just like on the same town, but just like the other side of town, and like right. very much like I'm going off on my own, you know, do my own thing, you know. But then like I didn't have any education. I didn't have like a high school diploma. It's really hard to like support yourself. Right. So like I ended up living in my car, you know, I ended up living on people's couches. You know, I did that for a really long, really embarrassingly long time just because it's like
in Texas.
Yeah. Because wow. it's like, you know, if you don't even have a high school diploma, like you can't even get a job at Walmart. You right. know, you're completely like
wow.
unemployable.
Wow.
You're That's really yeah. set up to keep you. See, I got a light version of that. We were just not supposed to go to college that much, you know?
That's right. crazy.
We had the high school because they were like, you get a job working with your hands, and then your main career is knocking on doors.
Is
Don't
that about
use
control?
Your hands, but get a job working with them.
Well, yeah, not you can't work dicks with your hands. But you know what's
but
funny?
It's a dick factory.
But anybody, do you ever get like a pang of like even though you don't believe in it, still like a pang of like maybe it's true and I fucked up?
Oh, Ever? Yeah. Especially, yeah. like, since the Salon article went live, I've been so lucky to have put something that personal on the internet and have gotten 99.5% of everything's been super positive.
That's
but
lovely.
Like,
have you got a negative?
Like, I've gotten some negative.
From
and
who?
So you got
you
my
know,
message.
Like, so, yeah.
Sorry about the old caps, but I was passionate about it.
I don't think your school did you very well. There was some bad
I was typing hard. I might have spelled some things wrong, but I think I got my message.
I definitely got like a lot from like, you know, Christians who were like, I feel sorry for you. Come back to the Lord. Come back to the Lord.
But they must
you
be
know?
Part of Quiverful to say that, because even though when I was a Christian, we would never have looked at Quiverful. This is part of the comfort of just talking to you.
Yeah.
Because if I get that feeling of like, maybe I messed up and I was
yeah,
true,
yeah.
I just have to hear someone else's experience.
Right.
And I go, yeah, your religion wasn't the right one. Relax. You thought that was the real religion.
Yeah.
No, what God, you're good. You might as well have been Amish. You ever see Amish people?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, I'm going to hell because I wore buttons. You're like, dude, God doesn't give a fuck about that.
And that's the crazy thing, like, that you're saying, Kurt, is that, like, I've had hundreds of people write me letters being like, this is my story, and they're Jehovah's Witnesses, they're Mormons, they're right. conservative Muslims, they're Orthodox Jews, they're, like, just women over, like, a certain age that felt like they didn't have any choices in life. You know, like, so many people have reached out and said, like, this is me, and I was like, whoa, I thought I was the only one.
That's amazing.
Crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't it fucking amazing, by the way, how much her religion she's talking about is exactly what the fuck everybody hates about Islam, and the people that attack Islam welcome the fucking Duggar family like they're good all America, and their values are the exact same fucking things we hate about, that we need to drone out of the Middle Eastern world. Isn't that crazy?
No, and but some, here's the best part. Values are like similar, but they don't want to kill Americans. That's not one of the fucking values.
No, they want to fucking make sure that, let me tell you what that the bottom line is, make sure the women know where the fuck they belong.
Now, and where did they go wrong then,
that's
Kurt?
The bottom. But listen, even Hot Tim, the best we could get out of him, he would go, but do you really want women driving? Which was a funny joke, admittedly. But notice that was a dodge. It was a dodge. He wouldn't answer the fucking question.
It was brilliant. It was a brilliant dodge.
But still a dodge. And notice she has support coming to her for the most part for leaving that whack job shit she was in.
Yeah. Right.
But that, what's her name? Ayan Hirst Ali gets run out of town everywhere she goes for talking the same bad way I would talk about a Jehovah.
But wait a minute, the men drive? Y'all can drive, right?
Well, your husband decides whether you can drive or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Now wait. Maybe the husband's a driving instructor.
But like, think about it. Like, the woman's not allowed to work, right? He's off doing his job. Right. She's at home, homeschooling the
pregnant, giving birth, or nursing.
Pregnant, giving birth. He's gonna be like, yeah, get a driver's license, because he doesn't want to go haul those freaking 12 kids around. Yeah, you know, he's gonna be like,
that's, I mean, with that many kids, there's, how the fuck could you possibly educate them all? How is it even possible to homeschool 12 kids?
I don't think most people I don't think most people were doing it very well.
It's a fight to the death.
I feel like I heard somebody else talk on the radio where they, like, that you'd go to church and you'd be reassured by your pastor of, like, it's okay if they're not doing well in school so long as spiritually they're okay.
Right,
it's like,
right.
So they're really de-emphasizing. Wow. Like, there was basic, like, skills.
Wait, are the Duggars homeschooled?
And you want to believe it because you're failing.
Yeah, sure. Oh. Our church had 200 people. There was one family that didn't homeschool, and they were considered like outcasts. It's like, I don't even know why these people came to our church.
So with,
like,
the Duggars,
everybody was like, you're gross.
The Duggars were homeschool, and
everybody was like, we hate you.
Like, holy shit.
Why did they come? What kept them there? That's crazy. I
understand it perfectly. There's one thing important in the fucking world: your relationship with God. Yeah. The world's ending. Not majority Christian. Most people are not. A very cramped and narrow is the way to all eternal life. Few are the ones finding it. We are those few. The rest of you are on the big, wide, easy, comfy road, and you're going to fucking burn.
End of times kind of thing? Like, did you guys believe in the end of the world?
That wasn't like a huge part of our belief system like it is with Jehovah's Witnesses, but
that's
those losers.
Yeah. That's surprising.
But there was definitely this, like, whole idea that it's like Christian dominionism, which is the idea that America was originally a theocracy. This is a secret truth. America was founded to be a Christian nation, right? And so
it's
like a manifest destiny kind of thing.
What kind of manifest destiny? So, like, we need to reconvert.
Okay, just a quick way, because you know, dominionism, much like what do you call it, Wahhabism, are not words they use. Like, a Wahhabi doesn't call himself a Wahhabi; he calls himself
a
Muslim.
True, that's true.
A dominionist would never have used that word. That's a word from outsiders going, well, this is what they believe. That's they're dominionist.
Yeah.
Just like people call Jehovah's Witnesses Russellites or Jehovists. I'm like, no, we are witnesses. Blah, blah, blah. So to be clear about the dominionist thing, that's an outside word. But that's crazy, because that's one good thing about Jehovah's. They did not. That's such a fucking, like, if you read the Bible, that's such like a blasphemous thing to assume God supports America. Like, the whole world's in the power of the wicked one, which is the devil.
Right.
And this is the devil's country.
Well, the idea is that, like, so America needs to become like a re-Christian nation. And once that happens, we're going to kick the Palestinians out and support the sovereignty of Israel. It's very philo-Semitic, right? So we'll support the sovereignty of Israel over the Palestinians. And then once that happens, Jesus will come back.
Oh, my God. Right. What a bunch of horses.
You haven't heard the best part. At that point,
Jews,
when that happens, Israeli who likes it, then it's going to be your time to accept Jesus. And then we will bring you down to the center of Jerusalem and harvest your Jew milk like aphids.
Like
ants harvesting aphids.
We you guys really believe tradition of escaping Jesus worship. Well, we'll deal. We will deal with that time. You do your end, and then we got it the rest of the way.
That's true.
Don't. It's not me.
Listen. I'll tell you something. They're experienced Christ killers. They'll get around it.
I'm the one who was like, screw this shit.
I know. That's. I can't believe they bring Jesus when he comes back to Jerusalem. I don't think he'd want to be anywhere near those killers, would he?
You don't have a choice. The Romans fucking made
him. Taking him back to the crime scene.
Yeah. That's...
This is where it all went down.
Yeah. Now Karen is, as you know, a lifelong Christ hunter, and she she's in the woods and finding
they made that movie about it.
She finds she finds droppings and tastes them. It's still warm. There's a Christ about
it. It's from the Last Supper.
So when did your parents leave? How long after you left did your parents leave?
And did they shun you when you left?
Yeah, it's like, you know, things have been difficult between us, you know, since.
Is it like mother-daughter difficult or religion difficult?
But all of it.
Yeah. You bitches. Right. You bitches can't live under the same roof.
Yeah. Yard. You
can't separate that shit. Bitches!
The you whole talk nine to them yards. Not so not really. Much.
Now,
not
let
so
me ask you this.
What about your brother? Wait, you talk to him?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, would you feel like you're, because I felt like my version of the religion I was in was... When she said mother, daughter, or religious something, yeah. You're like both.
Yeah.
It was both. And it felt kind of like really, not necessarily I left my own religion, even though I wouldn't believe in it now.
Yeah.
I left my mom's version of the religion more than I maybe even left the religion. Like if I had a different mom, maybe I would have not. Because I only left because of my bad qualities. Like where I'm like, well, I want more shit. You know, nothing good. There's no like true grit or something that I had. I was just a bad kid by that standard. So I couldn't live up to it. So I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm not going to. Yeah. Is it like that? You know what I mean? Like, do you feel like your parents put a spin on it, or do you feel like you were just doing the exact, or was all this guy just trickled down from him?
Yeah, I think it more like trickled down. It was just like we got kind of like, I don't think my parents, like, I think they were doing what they thought was right, you know,
right.
But they just kind of got into this group and then isolated and it just kind of like blew, you know, it kind of spiraled out of control. Like, I don't like, you know, like I'm not. I don't think they were like malicious.
Right.
Like, not malicious. That's how you get a good fucking.
Yeah, that's how most of the worst things are done out of love.
Yeah.
Listen, that's an old saying. I heard on some Hitchens thing he's talking about. It's a good saying about if you want to fucking, you know, good people do good shit and bad people do bad shit. But if you want to make a good person do bad shit, you need religion.
Yeah.
Like, you need that to
Because
you know?
There's always something higher. There's always something more important than your kids. There's always something more important than everything else, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it's not just limited to religion. I feel like people get that way with like, movements that they're a part of.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Just, like, subcultures.
Whatever
they
get religious
to.
About.
Yeah.
That's my entire anger at every fucking thing is I have to hear that part religious shit.
That's part of it.
And also... Caitlin, I want to ask you, have you ever started a sentence without I feel? Now, we've guessed you feel that way because you're saying it.
Let them have her feelings.
What school did you go to where they taught you to do that?
She's right.
That college did that to her.
No, I mean, there were multiple seminars in my past that started with, like, if you start with I feel, then you can own your experience.
You know what?
Is that real?
I swear to God, that's a real thing.
Who said that to you?
It's leadership, communication
studies.
Women's studies. Oh, my God.
Because
nobody
can argue
with
you.
Right.
Exactly.
I start with I taste.
Wait, hold on. There's two sentences I didn't hear. One,
you can't argue with my taste.
What? It was a seminar, a speech seminar?
Yeah.
And you said, if you say I feel, then what?
So you can't argue with someone's feelings. What do you get? That's not. There's no premises you can undermine.
Right.
She just feels that way. So if you disrespect her feelings, you disrespect her. So you can't win that argument. She wins.
I disrespect.
Which I secretly love.
So your argument really is your feelings aren't valid. That, you know, you can't argue that.
You know what?
They really taught you. I mean, that's 180 degrees from when I was in school taking writing. Right. And they said, don't start a sentence with I think or I feel.
We had to edit it out of our writing, but speaking.
Right.
So, I mean, am I just supposed to grow fucking ovaries? Is that really the program? Like, I'm supposed to give a fuck how you feel?
The opposite. I mean, school's supposed to be.
No, you don't. You don't. You can't. That would have been like you enabling her.
Well, you know, I went to art school. I didn't go to college, I guess.
I went to college. Guess
and
what?
You didn't sit
it was
around talking about each other's art with like.
Yeah, what was your major?
No.
History, political science, and theater.
Ah, wasting my parents' money.
That sounds like a good acting class thing, I feel, right?
This is not a love, by the way. Brooke, don't understand that this is love that we're giving Caitlin.
I do. Okay, Brooke. I understand. I have a brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, and so this has been very traumatic.
I could imagine. Yeah.
Brooke, we're talking about college. or I guess as you called it, the Forbidden Satan building.
The Forbidden City.
The Forbidden City.
Wait, you're a professor.
This is what
I am. Yeah, so like how the fuck did you
get
from you're in a car to a PH fucking D? That sound, you're a superhero.
I don't know.
Where's the book?
Because like this, it was my rebellion. I was like, I can't go to school. I'm going to get as much fucking education as a human can possibly get. And so it was like rebellion was driving my like desire.
Yeah.
What's the interesting
professor
of English?
Wow.
Yeah. Not anymore. I retired.
Where were you teaching?
At Queen's College.
No shit.
Yeah. I did that for the last.
Did you go to Queen's College and then start teaching there?
No, I went to a liberal arts college in Austin, Texas.
Okay, okay.
And then I moved to New York actually to become, to get a PhD and then was teaching at the college there. So, yeah.
Wow. You kick ass, girl.
Yeah, it was crazy. But like it was a long freaking haul, man. Like 6 years. It took me 6 years to get my undergraduate degree because I had to do
Welcome to my timeline.
You had to make up for lost time.
Well, I was a second grade dropout. Like, I had no high school transcripts. I had no middle grade transcripts.
I was just fucking partying.
Chris Rock's joke about like the difference between dropping out in the 11th grade and dropping out in the second grade.
Right, exactly. I lived that as like, I showed up to the community college like barefoot being like, hi guys. I like to do some learning now. But I had to.
Even Honey Boo Boo was like, who's this country bitch?
They go, ma'am, please, this is a chop house, not a school. We need you either get barbecue or leave.
But it was funny because like I had to go in to take the first time like I really had been in a classroom as an adult. I went in to get my GED, and I'm like sitting in the room, and they're like, the guy's like, this will take 6 hours to complete, you know. And I'm sitting there doing my thing, and I finish, and I hand it to him. I look at the clock, and I realize I finished it in 2 hours, and I think, I'm a genius. Right. And then I look around the room and I realize the reason I finished so much more quickly than everyone else is because I was the only person in the room not wearing handcuffs.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's amazing. What? Yes.
Sharon, how did you feel when she finished?
I was a little intimidated. I'll be honest, I was intimidated. Surrounded by
criminals. Like everybody was like handcuffed to the table, like kind of trying to like fill out the little pamphlets of like knowledge. And I was like, oh, I'm so smart.
And for your information, I passed, bitch. So handcuffs or not.
So could
I was in a room with
Sharon. Could do that test with one hand tied behind his back. Okay, so you don't talk to your parents as much.
I actually went to a private high school.
Yeah.
Do you now? Is it, and it's because religious thing or other shit plus that?
It's everything. Yeah. You know, I just it's sad. It's really difficult because it's kind of. I guess I just feel like no matter what I do, they always disapprove of me because I didn't
parents,
follow
am
that.
Am I right? Will Smith already
that
talked about that.
Lifestyle, but it's like so. It's so intense. It's like we're disappointed because you went to college. Like we're
but
disappointed.
Do you, okay, do you get
that, you know,
this?
That wait, kind of thing. Like that's
wait till
intense.
They find out about black penis.
Dominionism.
You know, you did hear my dad's from Texas, right?
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's still there though, so no matter.
Kind of porn.
Right, but yeah. You don't have any kind of thing like because I have a thing with my mom where I gave up on it because it felt mean after a while. But I really delighted because when I left, it's like everyone's gonna stop talking to you, right? Everything you've ever known, you're out. And I was like, oh, that's all I have to do to get you to stop talking to me. Well, I'm out, you know. And I wasn't like,
wow.
When my family and talking about like that's your this is the my level of arrogance. Like that's your fucking loss. Like enjoy.
Yeah.
That's one less phone call from you.
Your and then reasons for leaving were strong.
Yeah, they're all talking, but now they all talk to me. And then I got this kind of delight because it was not that long. My mom didn't talk to me. It was just maybe a few months. And I start just sticking whenever I could. She tried to give me shit, but I was like really getting over it. And then I would start sticking shit in her face that I was doing that I knew she didn't like. You know what I mean?
Our friendship.
Yeah, no. Especially my friendship. And that was like the one thing she was right about, but fuck her. Throughout my emails.
I don't think I did that, but honestly, like I think it's kind of a gender difference. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a
Kurt gave me with my mom and I have nightmares about it.
Yeah, like just like hearing you say like goading them. I think they think I'm goading them, but like I never intend to. I really like I want more than anything. The only thing I want just slightly less than their love is to be married to one of those guys with 10 kids and homeschooling. Like, that's the only thing.
You know,
that's like, that's
can
like
I tell
the,
you something?
Wow. Those are the.
You know what? Now's kind of the time to go back. You're qualified to homeschool 10 kids. Have you thought about being the prodigal daughter?
I have the smartest kids in the church.
You know what? You really should. Now,
so
hold
be
on.
A home college. Like,
you would be the star. Hold on. Listen, here's what you do. You go back. You realize how empty this world is. Right. Okay? You get the best guy in the whole church.
Oh, God. Yes. The best. Do you know what that's like?
The best. Yeah. You find the prettiest potato of all the potatoes you grew up with. Okay? Ooh. He puts a few spuds in you. You give talks. You give those talks at church. Then you're a star at homeschooling the kids. You could be in charge of the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And like,
they love a person who comes back from the world and tells you, nope, not work, don't follow your dreams. Yep. They're not out there. I didn't get them. Yep. So they're not there. Yep. And all that matters is this thing. That's my back. Because
I love the comeback story.
And if you read, see, my favorite story is the prodigal son. You know the prodigal son from the Bible.
Of course, of course.
So do you know the prodigal son? So no. Rich father. Yes. And he's got his
Karen doesn't know.
I'm a Jew. Go ahead.
I think Jesus told it,
though. I thought Jews knew the story.
No.
Okay. So his one son. His one son. Does the shit he's supposed to, okay? Tills the land.
Right.
You know, living right. Living whatever right. The hell that was. You know, he got that piece of his dick off, everything. Then the other son goes, just give me my inheritance now. Just give it to me. And the father's like, all right, but I think you're going to go, I'm going to town. And he goes, okay. Goes spends all his, spends fritters all his it away.
Yeah, fritters
on
all
pussy
of it.
And drink.
Gone in a day or less. Yeah.
Ends up with nothing.
Yeah.
I think he's got rags on. I don't know how bad it gets for him. I don't
know. Oh, it gets bad. No, it gets bad.
They don't say he sucks dick, but you know what happens when you go off on your own.
Yeah. Hand jobs, definitely.
He goes, I want to go home, but I don't think they even take me back. I don't remember why he decides to go home.
Because
but when he does.
He was down to his last. He had nothing. He was starving. He had nothing.
Well, when he shows up, his father's there and he goes, welcome home. He's so happy. He slaughters his best sheep.
Yeah. He celebrated. It's a celebration.
Celebrate.
His son was
fucking, his other son's like, yo, what? I was here doing what I was supposed to the whole time. And he comes home after spending all your goddamn money, and you slaughtered all the best sheep for that guy. And you know what his father says?
He realized.
He goes, because I'll tell you why. You're a fucking punk and a suck-up, and you're boring, and this dude has some stories. And the end. That's the end.
I think you mangled the ending.
Well, he did. Yeah.
He goes, I don't like you because, you do what you're supposed to. That bores me. God.
Right.
I like people that tell me to go fuck myself and hang out.
Yeah. Well, so the ending is a little,
even in your
a little
story,
different.
God
Michael Bay the ending.
God loves
Michael Bay
the bottom.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what Bronze Age bottom was? I mean, it literally was always the bottom of something. Like you were stuck in a barrel somewhere, or, you know, it was bottom.
Bottom of the bucket?
Because top of the Bronze Age is not like top. No. Or maybe it is if you're
talking about.
Oh, was it? Oh. No. Yeah, well, possibly, sure. Yeah.
Well, power.
Yeah.
Bottoms.
Yeah.
Bronze bottom.
Bronze bottoms.
I'm a bronze.
What is that? Is that a new subculture of gay? Is that bronze. The bronze bottoms?
Bronze
bottom.
That's my
Latino
website.
Bottom. That's probably a search thing on porn.
So, okay. Sure. How many, did the Bible study shit you had to do just happen at home, or did you go to like a church? And how many days was that of your life, like per week, would you say?
At least 2 days a week at church, but like three services. So it was like Wednesday, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. And then, but then like our homeschool curriculum was like all Christian. Like it was like, you know, like the kind of thing where like the earth is 6,000 years old. And the Queen Elizabeth was defeated. Defeated the Spanish Armada because God sent, and I quote, a Protestant wind.
Somebody farted.
Oh, they're really
somebody farted on an army?
What are they like?
Yeah, what happened to your parents?
Somebody pooped.
Where they were like, this is a great idea. Like,
I have no idea.
Wait a minute. Wait. First of all.
Sorry, guys.
Like in a Sunday school part of it, when you were a kid, did like the kids fuck around in church like kids do? Or were you like this? What are my orders?
Fuck around in church? What do you mean fuck around in church?
Like, you know, when you draw instead of reading your Bible, you drawing or you
You were allowed to do that instead of reading your Bible?
That's what I'm asking.
What are you talking? I just sit and pay attention.
Yeah.
And underline the fucking books.
That's what I'm saying. Calm down, you fucking children of the
corn. Oh my God.
I'm just trying to figure it out, corn children.
No.
He walks behind the rose has said.
I don't know about Kurt, but we were taught that like, so God is like, God's like the authority. It's called the umbrella of authority. So there's God, then there's your dad, then there's your mom, and then there's you. And so, like, if your dad tells, if your mom tells you, sit still in church, that's not your mom telling you, that's God telling you, because she's God's appointed authority, right? So to...
Right through your
to,
father, though, right?
Well, yeah, but there's... But, like, she's
don't
over...
Don't skip over that part, you woman.
I'm getting to it. She's over you, right? So to disobey her is to disobey God.
Right.
Same thing goes for the woman with the man, the husband, right? So if mm-hmm. he tells her... Get in the kitchen, make me a sandwich, and she doesn't, it's a sin. She's disobeying God.
Well, you know, we didn't call it.
You're so excited right now.
Sherrod just saw a beloved.
What's that?
Where does Sherrod sign up?
I know, right?
Well, that sounds like the way it should be.
We didn't call it that. We didn't call it the umbrella. That sounds like the guy, like he drew an umbrella to show
you.
Yeah, he was like,
but it's, that's a thing.
The head of every man is the Christ, right?
And right, right.
The head of every woman is the man, et cetera. Right. But the art thing was like the, yeah, you're in charge as the husband, but like there's a lot of caveats with that where you have to like be a certain way.
We die sooner.
Where you're worthy of respect. So you couldn't just be like, get a sandwich. Like,
right.
Yeah, if you would say get a sandwich, she disobeyed you, you'd be wrong.
Right. I mean, I was being kind of sarcastic. Like, they were like, like polite. I don't think people were like, you know, give me a sandwich. Right. I just mean, like, if he's like, you know.
It's like, hey,
I just meant,
please give like me a sandwich, devil. Bitch.
Right. I meant, like, you know.
Well, you're saying,
hey,
you,
bitch.
You called them, grinders and not sandwiches.
Right. Grinders.
Hey, grind your ass in the kitchen and grind it up, bitch. Please. where's your brother? Where's your brother still in Texas?
Yeah, he lives in Houston.
Okay, God bless him. He's out of that fucking no electricity fucking area. He's in Houston with Beyonce.
Yeah.
How's his life?
I think his life's pretty good. He just got back from Key West, so.
He's living it up.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's
what
doing good.
What does he
good.
Do?
He works at a college. So.
Well, yeah, both is working around education.
Yeah,
after
it was. Yeah, it was like it was a rebellion. Total rebellion.
How did they describe to you how bad it was? Like, I just was told education's like a way to get pulled out. But I mean, did they actually be like? Were they like Boko Haram about it? Like,
yeah, it was like escape from New York. You know, like
no shit.
Like the local public high school. Like they just like if like they drop you off and like gangs would immediately like. Rip your clothes off and then shove drugs down your throat.
That's what my dad believes Harlem is, though.
Right?
Like, yeah, he just believes that because of Vietnam. Like, you know, he's vigilant. That's how he lives in the world.
Right, but that was exactly like what the public high school in rural Texas.
That would be a great school if that happened.
Right. You know how much money I would pay to go to a place where they rip off your clothes and give you drugs?
Oh, my God.
What is this paradise that you were told about?
I want to go on vacation more.
Aloha.
I love it. Why can't sandals be that? Fuck sandals.
Is it just conch? Everything conch.
Yes.
You ever go to the Bahamas?
No.
Don't waste your money.
It's forbidden. Okay. It's forbidden? Or?
It's like a,
for me now or?
Like, did y'all do like family trips back then or no?
Oh, like we went on some like camping trips and stuff.
Never like Disney World and
no
like that?
No, never.
That's the
Disney
devil's playpen?
Yeah, because like Disney like supports gay
and hates
people.
The Jews,
yeah, and stuff like that. And it's like,
but you can't blame them for
yeah,
all those things.
I remember I got like a tape of Beauty and the Beast, you know, and like we were watching it, and Belle's like, I want much more than this provincial life, and they were like,
get
this
it
is,
off.
They were like, this is too feminist, and like, for stop. Like immediately,
that, you know, that
immediately
shit.
Into like the bro. Trash can.
But the feminists what? Today are boycotting Disney movies for the same but opposite reason. If it's not feminist too enough. Feminist.
There's not just like each side, like if you go to the, like the side, you know,
yeah.
like the right,
yeah,
left,
everyone gets crazy,
you know, everyone gets crazy,
yeah,
right?
On extremes,
it's crazy.
Like, yeah.
When
it's a circle, really.
That's the shit. What the fuck? Oh, that's the shit that made me the most upset was that specific where it wasn't like there wasn't any letter of the law being broken, but they decided for me that this was going to be like
right.
too much of it. So then we had this guy, Brother Tucker, who was a circuit. He's called the Circuit Overseer.
Is that his real name, Brother Tucker?
Well, it's his real name. Like Run DMC is their real name.
No, well, I don't remember his first name, but you know, everybody's brother something or other, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he gave a fucking talk. This is like when I would like be angry as a kid because he would just go over all this shit I liked that was like popular culture, right?
Right.
About how whatever this and that was wrong. So E.T. was wrong.
And boy,
he's giving a speech. He goes, E.T. healed a boy with his finger. Now, who does the Bible say is the only one who can heal?
Jesus? Oh, wow. Is it Jesus?
And I was like, that's, let's not, like,
is it Jesus, games. Brother Tucker?
Yeah, Sherrod. I didn't think E.T. was Jesus, motherfucker.
Sherrod, the answer is always Jesus. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the question is.
Jesus.
And then that's after, hilarious. And then I remember Jesus. Afterwards, because we'd all associate, it was called having associations after, what the fuck, after the meetings, right? Right. And I just overhear all these like dingbat housewives. Well, I'm not letting my kids watch The Simpsons. I'm like, oh, here's a new wave of fucking mom shit coming over down the pike.
Everybody knows The Simpsons are evil with their blue Smurf hair that wants to kill babies.
Well, Bart is like disrespectful.
Yes.
He was
like disrespectful.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's not like they show him getting, you know, now if you got eaten by a bear after, sure, you could watch it.
So
if,
what about Leave It to Beaver or like Dennis the Menace? Same type of shit, but generational. Would they watch that?
Sure.
So maybe it was more generational. Maybe it was more generational than it was religious.
Yes, but guess what? It gets folded into this.
Yes, that's what's bullshit about
it. I have gray pubes, so this is how I see it.
Right.
And this fucking music we had to sing every... Oh my God, that's the worst part, the fucking music.
We didn't.
That's how you know there's no God.
At least you guys had music. We didn't have... We had like hymns and that's it.
Really?
Could y'all beatbox with it?
No. We weren't allowed to like... Maybe like hymns and classical music, and that's it.
Is it that
like
music
nothing,
leads to dancing
nothing else.
And dancing leads to sex.
Well, it was actually taught that like okay, so I'm not a music theory person, so I always screw this up. It's like a syncopated beat. That's
oh,
what
yeah,
it's called.
So when you gyrate,
right?
Yeah,
boom, is actually evil.
Yeah, it is.
And like kind of like wears down your like resolve not to sin, and that also makes your body physically weaker.
Doesn't this, sound like everyone's obsessed with toxins?
Yeah. You know?
Doesn't
it just feel
that way?
Like,
you know what it almost is?
It's a beat allergy.
It's a beat allergy.
Oh, that's so good.
The music Cosby's you, and that you can't have that.
Right. Brooke, it's almost like it's spiritism listening
right,
to music.
Right, right. Absolutely.
It's witchcraft
yeah,
almost,
yeah.
I would say.
And definitely when it's jigabooed up, right?
Oh my God, when those jungle cheeky rhythms come in. When they seduce your Christian heart with their rhythms.
Or their dog jungle rhythms.
Yeah, you have to guard against everything.
We actually had this like inter-church like alliance one time where they invited like a black church to like come.
Oh, okay, this is like, season finale?
Like hang out, kind of, right? And the black choir like gets in front of our church and they're like, yeah, Jesus, Jesus. And everybody was just like.
Yeah.
They're singing.
Yeah, they're moving.
They have rhythm.
Like,
they're
moving.
Well, they just had to watch this fucking pagan voodoo that they call Christianity.
And then everybody like, cheer.
Everyone's like.
I mean, Brooke.
That's ridiculous.
These people can just not leave the jungle behind. It's just in them.
It's the demons.
They're
it's
a
the
very
demons.
Musical people.
Did everybody clap at the end? Did they clap? Or did everybody go like this? And this
like just like pl- like you know like pl- pl- well,
golf clapping.
Everyone place your hands in your sides.
You don't clap at the end. Yeah. What are you talking about? Is that something you guys do?
So the black choir was like this. They think we suck. Let's do another one.
First of all, if you clap,
we don't clap.
That'd be like idolatry. Clapping.
Yeah.
Or at least say hallelujah. Or praise the Lord. Was anybody praising the Lord?
No.
It's
white
dour.
Church
it's
is
dour.
Boring as shit.
Yeah,
it's white dour. Church is boring like, as hell, man.
Yeah, yeah like, well, that's a fact.
So
nobody,
boring.
Nobody
so
was,
boring.
Nobody was having fun. Somebody was having fun. It wasn't me, but nobody
it's,
was having
it,
fun.
It's like I went to 3 a week.
Yeah, me too.
2 2-hour ones and one fucking
white
hour
church
one.
Is like God's museum. It's quiet and cold.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
boring.
Amazing. That's amazing.
That's true. You're right. There's plastic on all the pews. Yeah, well, it's that Protestant shit.
Yeah,
that's because all of these religions, you know, that one, I don't know, but we're any dispensationalism, they call it. That shit is all. It's like 3 guys from England came here at the turn of the century,
mm-hmm.
and like literally all. The fucking beliefs that Americans have are from 3 people that came here with stupid chops from England that are those kind of what you're talking about stiff upper lip and all that
real dandies real dandies
don't forget your English no need to be a heathen and then
Yankee doodle dandies
is this trickle down bullshit is this kid talking did you guys have the rapture we didn't believe in
rapture
you did
because
that's not in the Bible at all
I don't know I don't know
you
about
don't know
the actual.
You don't know.
I'm like, I don't feel like I can like at least like as an adult objectively say that like, but yeah, we had like
repeat what's in right,
we had like we had the rapture and it was always like, you know, like the hardcore people were like, Jesus is gonna take us rapturous after the tribulation, and then the kind of like softy feel good people were a little bit more like, no, we're going before,
so we don't have to see it.
Do you know in South Dakota where I just was, the dude that was like the show manager was driving us to Mount Rushmore. He's like a nice guy, so we're talking, and then he brings up he's building a bunker,
right? Oh wow.
In South Dakota, which is a bunker, I told him already. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
and I'm like, and then I realized, I'm like, wait a minute, is this like a Red Dawn bunker or a, it's a Jesus bunker? And he goes, yeah, it's for end times.
You were so excited too. When he said that, you was like, oh, I'm so glad.
Well, because I want to know where the fuck they got the idea they could stockpile weapons to shoot their way out of Armageddon. That is not in the, there's no one can be, a mountain's not going to hide you in Armageddon. So I want to know where the fuck they're getting that from. That like, and then I will set up New America, and then I will, like, where are you getting that from in Revelation?
Do they think it's going to be like a Mad Max type of situation?
Yes. Yes, they do. And not just that guy. At the show, two of the people. Bunker people.
Here's the thing, like,
bunker people.
I yeah.
I didn't know a lot of bunker people.
They're good people.
I didn't know bunker people. You know what I mean?
They always got paper towels.
They're just a hop, skip, and a jump away from, like, I guess your pussy was a kind of bunker in your religion, but... In their fucking thing, see, you got that you got that kind of nationalism. If there's a nationalist stream, that's the creepiest fucking shit. Is the nationalism part?
Yeah,
you know, like Jehovah's Witnesses, for all their grossness, they don't get involved in politics. They think God hates it. So guess what? The sinister aspect it comes back a lot
because
the only punishment on you is your religious punishment of we're not going to talk to you. There's never a beheading,
right?
You see what I'm saying?
Wow. It's a mess.
Well, it is a mess. It's crazy.
How do you feel?
It's a religious mess.
Who, like, describe your haircuts. The Duggar family.
My haircut?
No, their hair. In your religion, like, did you guys all have those kind of, like, Duggar haircuts?
Well, like, everybody had to have, like, long hair. Like, all the women had a lot of long hair. All the men had to have short hair and, like, be clean shaven. Also,
like Bruce Jenner used to look.
No beards.
Right.
So the women had to look like
Bruce
Jenner. No beards
from a professional manual.
No beards, no mustaches. Like, to join our homeschool organization, you have to send in a photo of your family. And, like, they will not accept you if, like, you will not accept you, like, if you have, like, a mustache or a beard.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Okay,
blacks and Mexicans and everybody else. What about that? What about that in a photo? Let's not talk about hair only. What else was excluded? God damn it.
You gotta not be Mexican in the photo.
I don't know. I never really met a lot of. No, I take that back. There were some Hispanic people in our church that were members, but like, there were not any black people.
Now, were you friendly with the Hispanic people at the church?
Yeah, like our assistant pastor was Texas, you know.
Now, so. Being friendly is not just not calling them names, you know. It's
like no, he was like our assistant pastor was a Hispanic. Our assistant pastor was an Hispanic man.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you kept an eye on him?
I'll bet you they weren't like that. I bet they accepted him fine.
They accept one, son of a bitch. Let them
no, that's not, because we didn't have it like that in our kooky church. But people then would have their own little personal things they'd say, not in the official church capacity off. But would you say the rule of thumb is men have to be groomed like Bruce Jenner used to look, and women have to look like he looks now?
I think Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner now is way too immodest for our church. Like, we had like the long dress, like the long ankle length dresses.
Right.
And
a tuck penis is not a problem, huh?
No, I don't know
they
about
would
that.
Object about the dress, but not say.
Yeah, definitely like the bustier and the amount of makeup.
It's
and
like
the pose,
trans.
Yeah, it's all bad.
You want to be some Jezebel, you know?
All bad.
That woman Jezebel.
So no homosexuals. No homosexuals in a church?
Oh no!
We know they're there.
You're joking, right?
You can't be out. You know they're there. They're definitely there.
Oh yeah, I kind of like. It's funny. Like now that I'm an adult, I'll think back to like a kid I knew, and I'm like, I didn't then because that was so beyond my like scope of experience.
Back.
But then like a year or so ago, I was thinking about some boy from my church, and
that's
I was
why
like,
he wore. A brooch.
I was like, he was gay, and I texted my brother, and I was like, he was gay, and Jay was like, yeah, I figured that out 6 years ago.
Hey, you know, looking back, I think Brother Sparkles was not the I think he wasn't the man's man that we were.
He had a sun. He looked at pictures. He had a sun hat on and pearls. He was just eccentric.
Yeah, so it was funny.
But you couldn't be openly gay. Near
Even at one point, like somebody I knew got a job working for someone who was openly gay,
right.
And like felt like, you know, everybody was like, is that a sin? Like, is it a sin? Like, to talk to them, to like work with them, yeah. Like to have them in the workplace. Like, it's like it was like a big deal.
Was there a feeling of like dirtiness about it? Like, if you get near, like the physical touching, or was it just the sin?
I think more just the sin. And I think, you know, I mean, it's also like small town Texas.
Gossip.
You know, 10 years ago, which is very, I mean, the LGBT awareness and rights has like skyrocketed so much in the last 10 years that wasn't even an issue, you know, like then. That was like not even a blip on the radar. Yeah, that was just like, that was just unspeakable. You know, that was just like, that's not happening. Bro, you know,
did you feel, now let me ask this, because honestly, part of the reason I kind of got out of my religion was because of the gay thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I had any gay feelings, but I just ended up meeting gays, and I was like, something's fucking not right. Like, I don't think they chose this. Like, I had a thing, because I would meet, I'm like, you telling me this? I mean, I need this
Where
lesbian.
Were you living?
In Jersey.
Mostly, okay, that
Tom's
makes sense.
Tom's River, New Jersey. Yeah. Let's just say Jersey like he's somewhere cool. He's somewhere that's fucking
It's
Stepford.
Very cool. Yeah.
Stepford wife. Crazy.
You would have never even been there.
I have been to Tom's River. I played Little League.
It had a vibrant gay scene, and they welcomed me. No.
He was there.
You know, looking back, I think the pastor with the feather boa was not of hetero. Yeah, but that just was strange because I meet these people.
They're warner people, Tom's River.
And then we had people like giving talks and shit. Who were this one? I remember his brother calling him Brother Swishes. My friend's dad, like, yeah, here comes Brother Swishes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, the guy like is doing all what he's supposed to. Like, he's still Brother Swishes. Like, there's nothing he can do to get like they know what you are,
right?
You know.
Right,
and it's like they talk that shit, but they don't fucking. They're just like, ooh, and it just seemed kind of unfair.
Right.
Like there's no way you're gonna hose this lesbian. Being down and put a dress on her and fucking she's gonna get married. I mean, how the fuck are you gonna do that?
It'll be a great movie though.
Yeah,
like a coming of age
lesbian.
One woman's
hose
journey.
Hose her down, slap her.
That was just so beyond my awareness. Like being homeschooled, being at that church all the time. Like, I mean, like homosexuality was something that was just not even like remotely on.
No,
my
it was just a thing that turns
radar.
You into glass.
Exactly right. That's like something that happened at Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah. And if you don't have like school, you don't have a theater. Fucking
right,
you don't have the, like, gay kids can shine.
Yeah.
Do you laugh at like? Because I want to do I've got to do some kind of show. I want to use my book of Bible stories.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a thing like that, like your children's Bible story book?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But the one we had for Sodom and Gomorrah, I love because like. Fucking, you know, Lot. Remember Lot and Abraham? Mm-hmm.
How many times you read this, by the way? A million times?
Not recently. I got to go
back. Not recently, but back
when
you had
it. In me, like, Simpsons episodes.
Yeah.
So fucking...
What an idiot.
Abraham picks this, like, stupid remote Texas kind of land, and then Lot's like, I'm going to go live in that nice city. But, you know, it's nice because gays live there, right?
Right.
So they fuck everything. Like, it doesn't say... Do you remember, it doesn't say exactly how bad they. You just know it's like really bad.
It's really
like
bad. It's well, but they do try to have sex with the angels that come down.
That's what happens.
But it's an angel.
But they don't even know. Yeah. This is the fucked up part. They don't even know it's angels yet, as far as I could tell. Or maybe they do know. But
you know,
but
you Lot, ass on
hold on. Lot goes outside. The whole crowd, all the boys.
This is
all the boys in town are out there too. Like, and they go, those two strangers, send them outside. They're gonna fuck them.
Yeah.
They're demanding outside. And Lot goes, guys, please don't do this. Take my two daughters instead and rape them. Just if you gotta do something horrible, at least do it like in the right fucking hole. Take these girls.
Right.
And they're like, we don't want you fucking fat daughters, Lot. Send out those sweet angels.
What? Be honest.
Ass is like wedding cake, and bring them out here.
One of the daughters, they let herself go.
And then God strikes them all blind. And they're all screaming. And I believe it says they're still trying to find the...
So I'm trying to find an angel.
We're like, where are those angels? I still want to fuck
like
that angel.
Zombies.
So even strikes the angel. Blind. They're like, just there's put my dick like, in something.
There's some White Walkers joke there. Yeah. I'm not getting like Salt Walkers or something.
Oh, man.
Winter is coming. Well,
that is good
Baltimore
stuff.
Baltimore riots. Jehovah is coming. Angel.
Yeah. All right. So listen, we're out of time. Because Brooke has it. Brooke, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Brooke, I'm so
hero.
Fascinated if somebody has been in a thing like
Brooke,
that.
You're
like,
awesome.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
You, really.
I really appreciate it.
Do you want to plug anything? You got anything you want to plug?
Ooh. Oh, do I have anything I want to plug? I'm actually doing a one woman comedy show next month in July, that's based on my experience called Growing Up Fundy.
Okay.
And so it's about, it's kind of similar to the topic that we talked about.
Where can they find out about it?
Your Twitter.
At BrookeArnold.com.
There you go.
All right, awesome. Go to BrookeArnold.com and check out our show.
Thanks,
Brooke.
Well, thank you.
You're amazing. So that's it. Bob, race was. Work.